News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg. Stephanie from Imlicos Coins is our guest for this half hour. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, it's been a minute since I've seen you last.
I know, right?
All right. So for people who don't know, tell us about Imlicos Coins.
So we are a family-owned, veteran-owned business. We've been around, we're on like 24 years this year, isn't it?
Oh,
so
wow.
Insane.
25th is coming up.
Yeah. So it's super crazy that we've been around for so long. We're just a hop and a skip from this place. We're right up the street on Creighton Road, 1811. Creighton Road. We recently changed our store hours, and I always tell people I try to update, like, on the Google Maps and Apple Maps and all that. I try to, but our hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 until 4 o'clock. Fridays, we're open until 5. We started closing for lunch from 12:30 to 1 back in February because it's the market's crazy, and we need to eat and fuel our bodies. So we started closing for lunch, and we stopped taking, so we do jewelry, you know, broken and unwanted jewelry, and we stopped taking jewelry an hour to an hour and a half prior to closing just to give us time to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, we're 1811 Crate Road, right past the linear light or right before the linear light, depending on which way you're coming from.
Okay.
In our own little standalone building.
All right. And I know that you get lots of questions about gold and silver prices, so where do things stand with that?
I do. So this week, oh my gosh, I think it was even like yesterday, gold and silver both took a huge hit. Like, you know, typically in the summertime, things will settle and slow down and drop a little bit. Gold dropped under $60 an ounce yesterday, and it's still, like, hovering around $58 an ounce, which is still high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a year ago, year and a half ago, it was, like, $30, $35 an ounce. So $58 still not
bad,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Gold is right around $4,000 an ounce. So, again, high, but not as high as it was in January.
Sure. Okay.
And it ebbs and flows all day long. It's just like a wave. It just goes up and down all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So when people call in and talk to us about, like, they're asking, like, questions like, what is this worth and what is that worth? I'm like, well, I'll quote you a price. Like, I can quote you a price on the phone. Like, the price right now is this, but it depends on when you come in because, you know, it could literally drop, you know, hundreds of dollars.
Right. So
blink of an eye.
It's based on when they bring the product to you.
Yes.
And what the price is at that moment.
Yes. For buying or selling, I guess it goes both ways. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we're in a little lull right now. I don't know if we've seen the bottom yet. We were talking about it at work yesterday. I don't know. We're thinking it might get closer to $50, but we'll have to see.
Okay.
For silver, anyways, obviously silver. I don't know. Gold, I have no idea.
Yeah. So what are you seeing a lot of right now? What are people bringing to you?
People have been bringing in, they're still bringing in a lot of silver. Everybody, it's summertime, so a lot of people are going through their jewelry boxes. They're bringing in that broken and unwanted gold and silver jewelry to sell so they can take trips or go to the beach or, you know, whatever, live their best lives. So, but I'm getting a lot of silver coming in right now. Having said that, I feel like gold is going out more than silver in the store. Like, I'm selling more gold, which is also weird. It's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like back in 2010, when gold silver went through this crazy little spike, not this high, it was easier to gauge what people were going to do.
Mm.
Or even what the market was going to do. Now I'm just like, flip a coin. So to speak, flip a coin and we'll figure it out.
So prices are more volatile right now?
So prices are definitely more volatile right now, yes.
Interesting.
It is interesting, and I wish I had a reason for it. Like, you know, like back then we were like, oh, gas is going up, so gold and silver is going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Now gas went up, and gold and silver really didn't do that, and gas has come down, and gold and silver are still kind of, you know, hovering, so.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore.
Okay. So if somebody wants to bring an item in, how does that process work?
So if somebody wanted to bring in like a coin collection or, you know, paper money or something that they have inherited, they come in. We do not do appointments. We're first come, first serve basis. So sometimes you have to wait a couple of minutes. Even with a full staff, it sometimes gets backed up.
Well, they can shop around the store while they're waiting.
We have so, yes, we're sidebar for a second. Yes, having said that, they can look around the store because it's kind of like a little museum in there. Because we'll have coins from, you know, 440 BC all the way up to, you know, my dad's got Civil War stuff, for, you know, in cabinets that he's found metal detecting.
Oh, wow.
So there's lots of things to look. It's like a little history museum.
Yeah.
So there's definitely lots to look at while you wait. So when they bring it in, you know, we can sit there with you and we'll talk to you about it, try and figure out what it is or tell you what it is and tell you, like, what we could pay for it. you know, and help you figure that stuff out. You're never obligated to sell anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're here, we've always said, you know, education is the key. So we're here to educate and help you learn about what you have, and then you decide from there what you want to do with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, in terms of, like, items, let's start with this. So what's an item that people would think would be really valuable that they bring to you and you're like, eh?
Wheat pennies.
Oh, okay.
Wheat pennies, old nickels, but mostly wheat pennies, and it's because of the Google and the AI that's now taken over everything. So I think Google has like that little AI little thing now that gives you like a preface or like a little rundown of what people are searching for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to pull what everybody's looking for and just put it into this little blog, and it's going to tell you, well, hey, they looked for this 1943 penny, and if you find this one, it's worth like $1.2 million. But they don't really go into a lot of detail.
Mm.
Like, you know, you have to be super specific. A lot of other things people bring in, they're always looking for errors, which is great, fun. Coin roll hunting is fun. And they look for the quarters, and they look for in cod, we trust, like a codfish. Right. But they changed the way they form the G's on the quarters a couple years ago, so it's still just a G. It just looks different.
Mm-hmm.
But the Google says.
Yeah, the
they're
Google.
Like, but the Internet says. And I'm like, I know. But Bonjour, I wish that commercial would come back, the Bonjour commercial.
Mm.
It's like, I met him on the Internet, and he's French, and he goes, Bonjour.
Stephanie from Amlicos Coins is our guest for this half hour, 437-1620, if you have any questions for her. So with the pennies, maybe you've already had this discussion with Meg, but maybe bears
That's
repeating,
our, we
because
always
we've
do
it. Pennies are on their way out.
They are.
Is that going to enhance their value?
I say no. And
okay.
This is my reasoning. One, there's still billions of pennies out there right now. Another conversation I was just having recently with a customer, there's still billions of pennies out there. They're going to be in circulation for a while, even though a lot of places have stopped taking them and are rounding up or rounding down.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many pennies out there. I do know, you know, 2025 was the last year they minted them. Canada hasn't had pennies for years, and their pennies are still they could not care less about, you know, there's just no extra value except for the little handful, just like ours. There's a handful in everything that has values, like a 1909 SVDB or like a 31S wheat penny. You know, those ones will have their collectible values.
Mm.
But overall, a penny's just going to, it's just going to be a penny forever.
Okay. And how about nickels? Has the dynamic changed now that nickels are kind of the new low denomination?
So far, no. I would still lean probably... Still no. They're just nickels. They're just nickels. From 1942 to 1945, and I tell people this a lot too, they put silver in the nickels because they needed the nickel for the war. So those nickels might have value, but even like the Buffalo nickels that we see,
mm-hmm.
they made lots of those. So if the less they have a date, they're not going to be worth a whole lot overall.
Okay.
I will never say something is like, you know, has only 20 cents. Like, you know, there's always a potential for it to be worth more, but it everything depends on condition and date.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and obviously the better the condition,
yes,
the better the price.
Yes. Well, like I had a customer bring in a whole nickel set from like, 38 all the way up to like 2000. But for me, they were just nickels. Even though they were very pretty nickels and uncirculated, I just don't have an outlet for a lot of modern stuff.
Mm.
So that gets more difficult.
Okay. And you touched on international currency. So
yes.
What's the market like for that?
So international currency is crazy. Most of this stuff we buy and sell by the pound for, like, the change or by the bill for the currency. Very inexpensive. And that's because, you know, a lot of these countries, they devalue their money and they make new money, or they've gone to the euro. Like, you know, they've gone to the euro now. So all of those countries over there, they don't use their old money anymore. The liras, the francs or anything like that. So, So those are not worth anything. When they first went to the euro, there was a time frame where you could exchange that and get your, you know, your money back. But that's then gone and passed.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So what else do people need to know about that?
About
the international market,
so, yes.
Exchanging stuff for maybe money or
so. Yeah. Overall, for exchanging, one, we don't do it at the store. We can't exchange money. You have to find an international airport, or I think some of the banks around here might do them.
Okay.
But, like, and they do not take change. Like, you couldn't take in, like, your Canadian $2 Canadian, like the loonies and toonies, the $1 and $2 Canadian change. They only will take the paper bills because it costs too much to ship, mm-hmm. you know. So you have to go to Canada to spend those.
Okay.
So those, you know, so, like, Canada would be one. Like, that money is still obviously good. You can still use it. But overall, like, the change stuff, you have to either go up there and spend it or find somebody who's going and get them to pay you exchange for it.
Okay. Do you buy and sell bullion?
I do buy and sell bullion. Gold, silver, sometimes platinum and palladium. Not as much. Those aren't, like, super, in my opinion, super strong metals. But the gold and silver is what we move a lot of right now. And the gold, you know, we have anything from, like, the little 1 gram gold bars up to, like, a 1 ounce gold eagle, which is the American, like, money mm-hmm. of the bullion golds. We have the maple leaf, the Canadian maple leaves, and the South African kangaroos, and sometimes we'll have other things. Like, I think right now we have, like, an Australian kangaroo.
Oh, interesting.
It's so pretty.
Yeah. Oh, that's very cool. All right, so Stephanie is our guest from Emerald Coast Coins, 437-1620. And actually, just like that, we got a text into the text line. So one
Yay.
Second here.
All right.
Could I bring in old Prestige silver forks, knives, spoons, and a partial set? Should I polish before bringing in?
No, do not waste your energy on polishing anything, first off. Secondly, if they say that they are sterling, I can purchase it. But if they don't say sterling on them, I cannot purchase that.
Mm.
So it would have to say sterling for me. If you're unsure, definitely bring in some pieces and let me check for you. I'd hate for you to just see, like, oh, well, and, like, chunk it mm-hmm. if it's worth something. But overall, the refinery is only buying the sterling stuff. There was a time when I could buy the silver-plated, which would be, like, Rogers Brothers, Oneida, International Silver Company, things like that. But the refineries aren't buying those right now, so I can't buy it.
Okay.
Very inexpensive, but, you know.
Yeah. All right. And Teresa texts in. She says, New Zealand coins from the 1970s, ?
Oh, it's okay. So to the best of my knowledge, I don't know. I want to say they might still be usable, but this is, so my brother is the foreign coin, like, guru.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say call him. The phone number is 850-473-1515. Ask for Greg. He loves when I do this to him. And then have him, he can tell you about the New Zealand coins. I think that would be something, like, if you were over there, you could still spend, but don't, like, hold me to that, please.
Okay. if they had coins from the 1970s that they wanted to trade in, see if it has any value?
So stuff like that. So if he says, like, oh, they're not exchangeable or anything like that, then most likely it would be something I would buy by the pound. So, like, if you had a whole pound, I would give you, like, $3 or $4 a pound.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
And it goes in a big, huge bucket.
So I know we've had you on the show before. You said that, say that you see a lot of jewelry and a lot of watches. Is that still the case?
So, yes, we do see, we do get a lot of the gold and silver jewelry. So when we talk about watches, we'll do, like, pocket watches, not wrist watches so much. And, you know, if it's gold or silver, I can purchase it. But, mm-hmm. like, Michael Kors or a Citizen's watch, things like that are not things I purchase because even though they have a monetary value, for me, they don't have, a gold or silver value.
Okay.
So I can't do anything with those, and I don't know who does.
Okay. appraisals, can people come in and just get things appraised?
Yes, for sure. So they can get things. They can ask questions about their stuff and just see what they're worth. If they need an appraisal for, like, insurance purposes or things, we do that. I definitely call the store and talk to us about it. I cannot go out to people's houses to do appraisals, which I know is difficult, but with the way things have been, it's just hard for us to be able to leave. Mm-hmm. to do that. So, but if you needed, like, a quick little appraisal for, like, insurance or probate, like, whatever, like, you know, we can do those kind of things for you.
Absolutely.
In-house. On top of which those cost, but, like, if you just want to know what your stuff is and what it's worth, that's free.
Okay. Proper cleaning of coins. Let's cover that.
Don't do it. So overall, don't clean your coins.
Okay.
Overall, we don't clean coins. If it's grimy, like if it was in the ground or something, you know, you can give it a little acetone bath, like the acetone you get at the Home Depot.
How about your cup holder in your car?
Yeah, right. Drop it in there. there. But yeah, oh gosh, yes. Ugh. you sidetracked me with that.
Sorry.
No, totally okay. It was so funny. Yeah, so overall, don't clean your coins, because if you have that coin that is worth something, you don't want to devalue it by cleaning it up and make it all nice and shiny. You want to keep it antique, just like regular antiques.
Okay.
Keep it original.
But the better they can keep it in terms of condition, keep it in, what, a plastic baggie or a case of some sort? Or?
You can get, like, there's all different cases you can get. Like, there's little, like, coin flips. You want to be careful from PVC, because PVC can damage your coins or currency. It can damage both of them. So get something that's not PVC. I will have a lot of people who wrap, you know, I get stuff wrapped in tissue and then wrapped in tinfoil. Mm-hmm. Overall, that's fine. It's not going to hurt the coin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of the older generation did. But, like, we have supplies, you know, in our store that you can pick up to help, you know, keep things nice, neat, and organized. And then talk to us. There are ways to conserve coins. It's not something a novice should do.
Okay. A little bit earlier, you were talking about people being able to kind of peruse the store and see some really unique things, yeah. Like you mentioned the coin from the 400 BCs and the Civil War. What yes. other unique items do you have for people?
So the coins we have from the 440 BC is an Athenian owl. She's my favorite coin ever. It's a tetradrachma, I think is how you say it. My brother's better, again, at that. We have some pirate money, some old Spanish cobs.
Mm.
And then I call it cowboy money. We have Morgan dollars and peace dollars. It's just from, like, the 1800s that, you know, we have. It's so cool. Like, when I first started working, you know, with my dad and my brother, I was like, oh, I don't care. I just want to learn this, so I didn't have the job I had.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, there's so much history here. And it's so funny as an adult how much you look at the history now mm-hmm. than you did as a kid. You're like, this is super cool.
Yeah.
You know, things from the World Wars. And I think we have right now, like, a 1795 flowing hair dollar, which is a super cool coin and very hard to get.
Okay.
And we just got one of those in.
Tell me more about that.
I don't know enough about it, but okay. I know it's old because it's 1795, and yeah. I know it's quite a few thousand dollars.
Oh, wow.
And it's very cool. And every once in a while we'll get, like, for paper money, we'll get, like, the $1,000 and $500 bills. I sold the $500 bill, I think, like, last week. That's fine. But we do have an older bill that's a serial, like, it's a number one. It's the first one, because all of our bills have serial numbers on them, like six numbers or whatever. This one's just a number one, and it's an old large bill, and that is kind of just like our little show and tell piece.
Okay.
Nobody's offered to buy it yet, because it's a little pricey. I'm not going to give that price up over the waves, but, you know, it's a cool bill to look at.
Oh, interesting.
And we have, like, Confederate money and obsolete money, so there's so much just stuff to look at in the stores. So
yeah. Cool. And, you know, I mean, America's 250th anniversary is coming up, so
yeah,
what better way to celebrate?
There's just so many cool things to look at in there. And I do have a lot of people asking me overall, like, do you have anything celebrating 250th anniversary? We don't yet. I don't know if we're going to, but right now I don't have anything like 250th anniversary. Unfortunately, it's really hard. One, I don't want to pay higher premiums, so you guys have to pay higher premiums. I want to make sure we all get the best that, you know, what we can.
Right.
So if I find a good deal, I'll get it.
So what is the most exciting item that has walked through your door recently that you've
that been? Dollar, that $1,795 dollar is pretty
okay.
cool.
Okay. What else?
What else? I feel like we just got something else the other day. So I talked about the 1909 SVDB. With the pennies, they started off like large pennies, which were about the size of a half dollar. And then they went to a flying eagle, and then the Indian head sense, and then the Lincoln wheat sense. So in 1909, there was a S for San Francisco, VDB for Victor D. Brennan, I think is his name. So that's an expensive little penny. So that was pretty cool because we don't get those in very often.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of pricey. You know, they can be anywhere from a few hundred bucks on up.
Oh, wow.
So that one's cool. We just got that in. And I want to... I'm trying to think of what else we got, and that's cool. That dollar's cool. That's big and number one. What else did we get? And there are Spanish cobs, which we've had in there, but pirate money's pretty cool.
Yeah. I was just going to say, pirate stuff? Is that
pirate stuff is always
still
cool
coming
to me.
In?
Yeah, so we still get that. You know, that stuff always makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be the coolest, I think, things we have right now is that.
Okay.
Stuff. Yeah, for sure.
So are there collections that maybe people have that they're bringing in and you're like, oh, we have so many of those?
Yes. Thank you. That's a great question. So right now, and all of our parents and grandparents collected the proof in mint sets from the mint. And there we have so much of that right now, and I don't have an outlet for it. So those things I am not purchasing.
Mm.
Having said that, there are some that are silver that I could be able to purchase, but like in the 70s and 80s, they did not put silver in the coins. So those are just, it's just, right now it's just money. Just hold on to it.
Okay.
It's just 91 cents.
All right. How do you get kids in the next generation involved in collecting coins?
So we have a lot of their parents or grandparents will come in, and we will put together like a goodie bag sack for them. We get the, like when we were growing up, we had the little blue Whitman folders where you just put all the coins in. Still have those.
Yeah.
We still have those, and we'll get a couple of those together, and we'll get like a little bag of wheat pennies and maybe throw buffalo nickels and other fun things in there. I tell everybody to get the Red Book. The Red Book is better than the internet, in my opinion, because it tells you truthfully pretty much what things are, and have them start looking at the book and looking up their pennies. And I have had some kids that come, which I just realized I haven't come yet, since he was probably 11, and he's taller than his dad now. They come from Texas every year.
Oh, wow.
And they come into the coin shop. So, like, the next generation is still coin collecting.
Mm-hmm. That's
like, a lot of people will say, oh, I think it's, you know, it's a dead, you know, it's going out, it's going away. It's not. It's, mm-hmm. I have kids that come in every week who love to do this with their grandfathers or even their grandmothers. Like, it's just something fun and it keeps everybody close to it. And it keeps them, you know, their eyes up instead of down in their phones.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big challenge. So Stephanie from Amacross Coins is our guest, 437-1620. If you have any questions, as our time is starting to come to an end here. So coins with defects.
Error coins. So we kind of touched on that a little bit about what not to look for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we're looking for error coins, I throw my brother under the bus for everything. when my dad hired him, my brother just was a sponge and absorbed everything. So he looks for things like, I call it a lightning bolt, but it's like a die break, I think is what it's called, but it looks like a little lightning bolt across your coin. A lot of the modern stuff, we don't look for a lot of the modern doublings that a lot of people try to find nowadays. But if it looks like the coin is peeling off, it's called lamination error. So it looks like the coin's peeling. Those are cool to look for.
Mm.
And the Wilma Man Killer quarter back in 20, I can't even remember what year it was. She had two very distinct errors. One was the little lightning bolt, and then a little blob, and of course I don't know their technical terms because my brain's going too fast right now, but like a little blob on top. And I could post a picture of her if I need to on our Facebook page. But like things like that, I can't think of, or grease-filled dyes, like those are cool things to look for. Are they easy to look for? Not always. It's not always easy to look for. I always tell people, if you're going to look for errors in your coins, sit down with a good book, the Red Book, or Strike It Rich with Pocket Change. Take about 15 minutes, no more than that, because then you're going to see things that aren't there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's one of the great things about working with you that you kind of just touched on, because you're like, I keep throwing my brother under the bus.
I do.
But, I mean, it's a family business.
It is a family business.
And it's a veteran-run business.
Yes, it is.
So that's what they're getting when they walk in, is that personal touch from people who really are passionate about this and who really care about this and their family, and they want to see their community do well.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we love about it, being here. It's just been so great.
Absolutely.
You know, being a family-run business, it's fun.
All right. And we do have another one final text, I guess, on the text line. So it says, my parents came in and sold the coin to you a couple weeks ago. They had a great time and were very appreciative. You guys are awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Oh, that makes me so happy.
So one more time, where can people find you?
1811 Creighton Road. Our phone number is 850-473-1515.
And what are those updated hours?
Yep. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4. Friday, 9 to 5. Close for lunch every day, 12:30 to 1.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.